Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. Coming to you this evening from Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. Tell your friend, tell your enemy to tune in to Evangelist Betty Harris every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. My Lord, my Lord. So much going on. I tell you, too. So much going on in your life and your kinfolk. Can't throw something there. Do you hear me? Can't throw some of pain. Ten people are a pain. Yeah, I said ten people are a pain. Tell you too. If you can make it in, deal with your kin people, honey. It's something there. Kin people. My God. These young folks, well, on top of the day, young people today think they have all the answers. They think they have all the answers. You can't tell them nothing. They know everything. But they think life is shorter than what we think. Here today, and you gone today. That's how fast this world is. You know, this is April, and you know, and April be here. April is fast. This is the first Sunday in April. April gonna be here. It's here, and the thing you know, April may be here before you know it. May. This is April right now. And it's the first week of April. April passing. This year is passing. After a while, it be summertime. After a while, it be fall. After a while, the school children are not out of school yet. But after a while, they be out of school. This thing you know, it's time for them to go back to school. That's why we getting our winter coats and stuff. Woo! I'm telling you the truth. This world, something else, it's fast. It's on a fast track. And then if you don't get right now, honey, you won't get right. So time is winding up. You can tell by the time. You know I'm telling the truth. This year is passing. Look, it seems that we just got into this new year. And this year, this is April. It's time for income tax time. I tell you too, my Lord, yes, Lord, my Lord, I'm trying to get things together, and I've been going through, oh my Lord, been going through, you know, when you get up in age, when you're young, maybe things was good, you didn't have a lot of ailments or whatever. But Lord knows, when you start getting up in those certain age, you can start feeling all the pains and everything else. Yes, I'm dealing with young people today. They have all the answers. And you know, they have all the answers. I'm dealing with a very bit of, you know, young men are for war. Old men are for counseling. And they don't want to listen. They don't, you know, they think they know. You can have on these jobs. You can have somebody been on the job for 25, 30 years. And they have some young people. The young people know they know more than you, you know. They want to get rid of you. You know, young folks want to get rid of all the old folks on these jobs now. Those and oldest, if you agree with me, say amen. They want to get rid of all the old folks. You ought to go home. You need to go home. When she gonna retire? And here, she the one, and they the one that got the company on their feet and worked with the company when the company wasn't nothing, and time to come get on their feet, and the young folks gonna come in. They hire the young people because they got education, degrees. And they know more than you know. They might bring new ideas, but some things is just worsen, but they don't have to worsen. You can't give it on them old folks, the one that, look, they can look at things. They can look at things. And you're not telling them, they know when they, on these jobs, these older people have been on the job a long time. They can just look at something and know, no, that is wrong. They don't have to research. They don't have to look in the book because that's experience. And I was talking to, one of my nieces. I said, y'all think y'all know everything. Yeah, but, you know, we've been in it. We have experienced things, too, you know, and we have this and that. I said, well, it's something, let me tell you. It's something that you all young people have not experienced, that old people have experienced, and you never would have experienced something that the older, the elderly people have experienced. That's why they can tell you to keep you from hitting the shipwreck. Yeah, we know, we this and that, They know what they're talking about. They've been through. And all they don't know, the Holy Ghost give them. Wisdom. The young folks don't have any wisdom. They go heads from. You tell them, look, don't you go that way because, you know, that's a bad way to go, that direction. Go up. Oh, I don't see nothing wrong with him. Oh, no. Oh, they just old. Mm-hmm. They just old. They don't know what I'm talking about. And they go on and do what the older person told them not to do and make a shit with. I'm telling you, too. And young folks, y'all know what I'm telling you, y'all elders and people that listen to me. You know what I'm telling you, too. Your daughter, your son, think they know more than you know. Oh, mom don't know what you're talking about. Mom don't know what you're talking about. Dad don't know what you're talking about. Grandma, you know grandma how that old is. And they don't know what you're talking about. Oh, but yes, they do. But you won't take heed. You know everything. Oh, you know what, Janie, sometimes. And the elders and people just got to pray, Lord, help my child. But you see, they head for a shipwreck. But you can't talk to them. And one thing about it, they get nasty. Some of them are very nasty now. They're not courteous. They're not kind. They're not loving. They, you know, they're cruel. They are cruel. They don't ever hurt your feelings. And they hit your feelings before you bat eye. They don't care. They don't care about the elderly person on this job. Let them go home. Young folk. The young folk don't care. They need to go home. We can do the job. And they make a shipwreck. And some companies have gone down because the young folks have taken over. And they know how to do it. They know how to run it. They can run it this way and that way and mistreat the employees and real bad and talk to them rough. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. I'm talking about Jeroboam in the Bible. He was, no, Rehoboam reject the advice of the advice that the men that they used to be about the same age as Solomon, and Solomon got old and died. But these are the people that they was the one that was around him. And when his son took over, Rehoboam, you know, the people he was asking the elderly people that were with them, they were with his dad, Solomon, when Solomon was alive, when Solomon was king. They was the one that were with him. But when Solomon died, his son took over. You know, just like children take over from the daddy and the mama, you know, company and stuff. So they were asking him how to do. And the elder people were telling him, you know, treat him right. And say, you treat him right. You can read it at 1 Kings 12:8. You treat him right, and said they would be with you. You know, treat them right. But, you know, just like we do, you know, we don't want to listen to the old folks. He went to his friends that be with his age, you know. They said, no, don't show any mercy, you know. That's what young folks would do. They are cruel. They are mean. And some of them are just plain low down. They do not care. Oh, my Lord. They do not care. They do not care. They do not care. They know everything. They know everything. Nobody's business is messed up. Your household messed up. And the elderly people about to be pulled out the house because young folks letting the young people take care of the business. Letting the young people take care of their business, take care of the house known and stuff, leaving to the son, leaving to the nephew, leaving to the young people, leaving to the young people in their family. Shoot. But then, you know, they said, I know, they got a foreclosure notice about to be put out, letting the young people handle their money. One time, my sister was, my older sister was here. She's not here now. She dead. So my nephew, she said, I'm going to give him my car so he can talk about my nephew. My sister wants to get in her car, you know, so he can go and get the groceries. My sister, don't give me the car. I think you won't have nothing. That's the truth. It's the truth. He said, don't give him that car, because if you do, you won't have nothing. And, you know, it's bad, but young people would do it. The older people, you know, they think the young people going to help them. And, yeah, let me give you my debit card. So, so then go to Store Farm and go to Walgreens and get the medicine. You cannot trust the young people with your debit card. Talk to me, somebody out there. Talk to me. You know what I'm telling you? You can't trust them, the young people with your debit card. And the elderly people, you know they can't get around. They got arthritis. They joints hurt them. You can't give them your debit card or your credit card because you know what? You won't have nothing. Ain't that bad? They will clean you dry. I'm talking about young people think they know everything. We rob you blind. I mean, we rob these elderly people blind. The old people, they don't know anything. But you know, honey, these young folks, they will steal you blind. They know everything. They think they know everything. So y'all know them, these young people mess up your checking account and mess up your house note, you mess up your bills and stuff, and you giving the money to the young people. Oh, Mama, I know how to do this. I know how to do that. Getting the money and the bills. Are you taking that son, now Jimmy, or James, or whatever, or women, you know, Betty, or Mary? You go, yeah, Grandmama, I can do this. Mama, I can do this. Okay. That's when you know they calling. Well, this bill is past due. Past due, your life's been cut off because you know what? You hand it to the young people. They know everything. I can do it. They know everything. You can't trust some of them. Mm-mm. They think they know. Think they have all the answers. And listen to their friends. See, listen to their friends. They're not listening to another elderly person. They're not listening to somebody the mama age or the grandmama age. They're going to listen to somebody, their buddies. Their buddy. That's who they listen to. Their buddy. Yeah, this is bad to be able to have. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know how this program going, but I'm saying it. Yeah. They think they know everything. But you know, the young people are for war and the other people for counseling. You don't know everything. You haven't been around enough to know everything. And they still They would argue down. I know how to do this. No. You can't trust some of these young folks. They think they know everything, mess up everything. You can't get some seasoned people. These elderly people seasoned. They've been through so much. Y'all parents know you've been through a lot. And your children are trying to tell you what they listen to. And you look at them, you don't know anything. You haven't even, your feet haven't even gotten wet yet. Know everything. Young people know everything. If we had the young people run to rule this world, we'd be in a bad shape. You know, you got to have some old people. Come on, everybody yawning, everybody yawning. How can a baby train another baby? How can a baby raise a baby? That's the problem now. Too many young girls got babies. They baby themselves. So how do I know how to clean up the house? And some of them definitely don't know how to cook. My Lord. Yes, I'm talking about young people think they know. Think they have all the answers. I'll talk to you. My Lord. Okay, Lord Jesus, so much, I'm telling you too, it's so much, it's so much, it's so much. Let me play a song, then I'll come back and pray. I want to pray. Praise the Lord. God is good. Lord is good. This is Magic Betty Harris from Memphis, Tennessee. For you to see the prosperity of God. And God give you. He's good. He's a good God. He's a good, mighty, mighty God. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Eternally, a special place prepared just for me. I'm going away.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It said, let's see. Okay, in 2 Chronicles 10 and 8, by Rehoboam said, but he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that was brought up with him, that stood before him. See, Rehoboam took the advice of his friends. He didn't take advice of the old man that came up that was friend with his daddy, Solomon, he was king. But he took the advice of the young man. You read this in 2 Chronicles 10 and 8. He rejected the young folks, older people, what they said. He forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that was grown up with him, and which stood before him. Okay, with his friends. You know how these young folks are? These my friends. They say, yeah, but your friends leading you down the wrong path. Where you don't want me to be. You don't want me to be with my friends. These my friends. Okay, another thing I want to say. The lure of young men is their strength, and gray hair is the splendor of the old men. Okay, the lure of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head. Praise the Lord. The lure of young men is their strength. Yeah, the young folks got strength. They got strength. That's why they say young folks, they put war. That's why the elder the people tell the folks, yeah, son, yeah, daughter, go, pay this bill for me, you know, take my check with us, take my debit card, because they can go. So you can't, you know, elder people don't want to, and then they can't stand in these long lines to get a bill paid to the right place. They can't go back and forth and just hop out of a car and then go to Walgreens or Walmart, Sam or Costco. They don't feel like they led. Yeah, they walking slow. They give the car to the young folks. Yeah, you young, you don't get it. Get it from me. Yeah. Because the young folks are strong. They can stand in those lines. They might not want to, but they can stand. They stand, their leg can... they leg can take it. Sometimes when I be at work, and I be walking down the hallway, and some young people be behind me. I said, "No, I stop. Come on, y'all get in front of me. Y'all can walk faster than I can. Why should I be in their way? Let them get by. Stop. Come on by. You know, cause they young. They, you know, they walk behind me, and I'm walking slow. And here they walking fast. Come on. I stop. Come on. I let them back. And I'm happy, and they happy. No attitude. I'm happy, and they happy. Come on back. Go on. Help yourself. Run on. Walk on. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. This is Evangelist Harris. This is the M. Bring you to see the prosperity broadcast. I'm praying a few minutes. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have I done anything, said anything that's not right, that wrong, and hit anybody's feelings? Lord, forgive me. Touch my heart. If there's any animosity, any evil in my heart, take it out, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want this prayer to go forth, Father, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Oh, and anything I've done this week, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I don't understand another thing. I don't own any right to this, to the music I'm playing. I don't own the copyright to it. Praise the Lord. And let me pray for my pastor first, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just my pastor, give him strength in the name of Jesus. Blessing, Father, blessing. Blessing from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch his body. Touch his wife. Let them be as one. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Now I pray for the people, Father. In the name of Jesus, I come before you, Lord. You know who out there. You know what's out there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, so much illness, so much sickness, so much animosity, so much evil. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, so much all of evil all around, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. People sick in their body. They got tumors. They got cancer. They got tumors in their body. All over different parts of their body. That's tumors, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cancer cell all over their body, Father, in different parts of their body. Healed and delivered and set free, Father. Diabetes, some of them, they are diabetic. They got acid reflux on the rise and blood pressure. Oh, Father. Blood pressure, medicine, blood pressure. So many people taking blood pressure medicine. So many, Lord. So many thousands of people taking blood pressure medicine, Father. Heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the cause of that pressure, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let us start eating right. Oh, God. Touch. That blood pressure. Backache, stomachache, the intestine, the stomach, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the lower part of the stomach, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Prostate cancer. In the name of Jesus. Breast cancer. In the name of Jesus. Throat cancer. In the name of Jesus. Lung cancer. In the name of Jesus. And in our sea, in our soul, and in our song, in our sea, in the name of Jesus, wherever the cancer on the body, I come against that cancer, the cell, in the name of Jesus, dried up the cell. So I cut the blood flow to the tumors. I cut the blood flow, the life in the blood. I cut the blood flow, dried up, dry that tumor up, dried up, Father, in the name of Jesus, dried up, in the heart, in our sea, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, got an eye problem, Father, ear problem, throat problem, thyroid, trying to get the thyroid problem. In the name of Jesus, so many, so much going on in the different ones with different ailments, all kinds of ailments. I don't know, but Lord, you hear all kinds of diseases. You hear all kinds of ailments. You can do it. I don't care if somebody listened and said, I didn't hear me. They didn't hear so-and-so, but Lord, who all don't get here, you still here. You here, Lord. You got all power. We don't know the reason. We don't know the why. We don't know the in and out by some people don't get here. But Father, in the name of Jesus, you still here. Yeah, I take you to my dying grave. You still here. You in the healing business, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are in the healing business. Yes, you are, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Oh, increase their faith, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let them feel the anointing, Lord. His anointing will break the yoke, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Over his airway. Touch, Lord. Touch. Touch, Lord. Touch all kinds of ailments. All kinds of ailments. All kinds of problems. I don't know. But, Father, you know. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know. You know what out there. Oh, God, recollect. Sit straight, Lord. And then I see, in the name of Jesus, those hip operations, they need hip operations in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Healed and delivered and set free. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch the senior citizens. Touch those in the nursing home, Father. In the nursing home. Oh, bring deliverance in that nursing home. Let them be able to treat the patient right, good, Lord, peaceful. Lord, let them be able to sleep, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch these people in the nursing home. Up and go down the street, Holy Ghost. Go up and down the aisle, the carpenter, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Someone having a hard time in the nursing home. Oh, Jesus, hard time in the nursing home. Go in the hospital room, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bring peace in that marriage, that bickering and arguing, and cussing and fighting, And see all that violence, Father, in Memphis, Tennessee. I come against that different violence in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit over this city, Lord, I come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whatever spirit that gripped this Memphis, Tennessee, I come against it, and then I see in the name of Jesus, carjacking. In the name of Jesus, Robin. Oh, the thieving spirit. Oh, that I see in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. We're only safe in your home. We're only safe in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're only safe even in our house in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're only safe in you, even with the door lock. We're only safe in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch it, Lord, touch it. Heal us, Lord. Send your angels around the different homes and different cars, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the angels go around these different sick beds, Lord, different those on the sound of my voice. Oh, send your angels, touch, send your angels, Lord. And then I see in the name of Jesus. And then all I know how to pray, Lord, teach me how to pray the prayer. Teach me how to pray the right prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. You teach me. You anoint me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. You anoint me. Anoint me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that people can be touched, that people can be delivered, that people can be set free in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, he knows. And then I see, in the name of Jesus, get a hold to this broadcast. Oh, raise it up, Lord. Touch it, raise it up, Father. Raise it up in the name of Jesus. Raise it up. Anoint it. He knows. Anoint it. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. My Lord. More God. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
Hollered help, 'cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hill to go.
I can feel the
sun. It's on the cloud.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. My Lord, God is good, God. Yeah, this is Master Dead Hand. I am. Now, I pray for you, Master Dead Hand. Help me. I need help. My Lord. You know what? Praise the Lord. You pray. Y'all pray for me. You know what? The devil attacked me. You know, I come on a Sunday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. You know, the devil always call me on a Sunday evening talking with some mess. You know that? Oh, Jesus. Why not they call me through the week? But wait till on a Sunday, just before my broadcast, they're going to call with some mess. I said, you know, when you're trying to get your thoughts together, and, you know, you're praying about what the, you know, trying to get your scriptures and stuff together, then that devil's going to call you with some mess, with some devil stuff. Oh, Jesus. Y'all help me. Pray for me. Y'all out there listen to me. If I've been a blessing to you, bless me. Pray for me. My Lord. Tired of this. Just tired. Oh, you just get tired. I mean, you know, you when you're trying to go on your broadcast, you're trying to, you know, just like you're trying to preach or try to speak or whatever you try to do, you don't want to be all blown up with what the devil does. That's the trick of the enemy. My Lord, trick of the enemy. My God. Bone and bind, I bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. Yes, I'm talking about young people. They think they have all the answers. They do. All of them. Not just one answer. They think they know all of it. You know, you got even some children, the pastor say, you don't know everything. You know, you don't know everything. Young folks think they know everything. And like I said, the feet haven't even got wet yet. They stay wet behind the ears. Yes, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. People going through what they're going through, and people, the loved ones have died, and they are grieving their loved ones, the death of their loved ones. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch and lift the heavy burden. Lift the heavy burden, Father. The loved one have died, Lord. Lift the heavy burden in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, touch. Touch, whatever need to be touched. Straighten things out, whatever need to be straightened out. Go in that courtroom. Let those lawyer hard. Those that got a court case, the lawyer got lawyer problems, some of them do have lawyer problems because some of these lawyers not doing what they're supposed to do. They're trying to get all your money, and then they think, you know, you still going to jail or whatever. Oh, we need to, you know, and this or that or that thing. You're getting more money and just holding. They want more money and more money. The more you pay, the more the loaner gets is missed. The more you pay, you always want more money and more money. Name of Jesus. Both houses in foreclosure, Lord. Moving in the name of Jesus. Car about to get towed. Car about to get repossessed. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. They need a place to stay. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. So much. So many different things. People going through so many different things, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, these neighborhoods, they bad, they shooting, they killing, they robbing, they raping. Oh, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Move in these different neighborhoods. Get all these drug dealers, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that drug, they say you just, even if you just touch it, you're something to die. Oh, God. Say to take your hands off loose here. And seize in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. They're trying to destroy the world. They're trying to destroy the people. They're trying to destroy the black neighborhood, Father. In the name of Jesus. I just get that spirit, Lord. You made us all. You made us all. In the name of Jesus. You made us all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move, Father, move. Move to the next door to the people. They praying, Lord. They praying on the street. They can't walk the street. Oh, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus, that violent spirit, that possessive spirit. They want to rule. They want to control under the IC in the name of Jesus. Save these drug dealers. Save them. Touch their heart. Touch the heart. Change the heart. Change the mind. Yeah, in the IC in the name of Jesus. You got to do it. You got to do it, Father. Change the heart. Save them. Save them. Save them. In the name of Jesus. Save them. Mm-hmm. My Lord, name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. My Lord. Oh, God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, Jesus. My Lord. We need a word, Father. We need a word. We need a word. Somebody need a word. We all need a word from you, Father. Name of Jesus. Oh, here you go. Let me see. My Lord, my Lord.
I don't care what
It's not good. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, there's a fountain. Let me get the plural.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all. Stay like this. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Yeah. And as a sinner one day I plunge beneath that flood, and I'm here to tell you I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. And he's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. On the day that Jesus was crucified, he was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all side, on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. He is the Son of the Living God, of the Living God. Just trust and believe it. One more time. Sinners who will
Oh, my Lord, my Lord. I always seem to be missing them. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. My Lord, we got to pray much. We got to pray, pray, pray. Oh, keep on praying. Got to go crazy. Stay in our prayer closet. Stay on our knees. Somebody needs to stay on their knees. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. Oh, my Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, oh. Yes, Lord. It's always something, man. We know that. It's always something. It's always something. What we say, it's always something. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. My God. Yes, yes, yes. My God. My God. Yes, yes, yes. So much, so much. Sickness, sickness. Yeah, I pray. Lord, make a way somehow. Yes. Need the Lord to make a way. My God, my God. Yes, Lord will make a way somehow. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yeah, I'm going through. Yeah, he's going to make a way somehow. Somehow. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. Yeah. You're going through. You're having trouble in the home, trouble on the job, trouble in the body. My God, the Lord make a way somehow. How you going to pay your bill? The Lord make a way somehow now. He done too many times for me, yeah, yeah. We're all going through the same thing. Some of us worse shape than others, but we all got some type of problem. Yes. Now I know that they hear me on the side of my voice. We all got some type of problem. And we need God to intervene. Huh. We not on a plow bed of ease and not having any problems. Not in this world. Now in the other world, you can shout for joy. But in this world, you got problems. Yes, you and that those problems, not a problem, you got problems with an S to it. P-R-O-B-L-E-M-S. My Lord, problems. But God can solve every one you got. He can solve every one you got. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And not too hard. Not too hard. We all up against something in our life right now. Those on the sound of my voice, we all under something in our life right now. We need God to intervene. We need God to move. We need God to deliver. We need God to set free. We need God to heal. My God. By the name of Jesus, touch on the sound of my voice. Let it go far and near. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that weary, they weary. Oh, let them give it to you. Give it to you. Give that burden to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Too much for them to carry. Too much. Dry the tears from their eyes, Father. Wipe the tears. Dry the tears up, Father. They've been hard. Their heart been broken, Lord. Their heart been broken. Mend the broken heart. Mend the broken heart. Put them back in pieces again, Lord. Put their heart back to the... Put the heart back... Let the pieces be back together again. The heart pieces. And then in their mind, some people in mind have a mind, have mental problems. Oh, God. Mental problems. Some of them, they have a mental problem. Get in their mind. Get in their mind. Holy Ghost, get in their mind. Regulate the mind. Regulate the mind. Regulate the thoughts that I see in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I know how so. Oh, Jesus, need prayer. Need prayer, Lord. Teach you to pray the right prayer, Father. In the name of Jesus, they're going through, Lord. They're going through. Only you know, Lord, what they're going through. They haven't told anybody but you, Lord. But they're going through. And that I see in the name of Jesus. They're hurting. Yes, Lord, they're hurting. In the name, move on the finance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they're hard to get the medicine, Lord. They need the medicine. They don't have the money to get all the medicine, Lord. They had to get it bits and pieces, one and two. Put Father in the bean for them, Lord. In the bean, make a way for them. Make a way. Touch the doctor hard. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let them get the medicine, Lord. They need the medicine. They can't afford it, Lord. It's too high. The medicine is too high. Do a supernatural miracle, Father. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Under the eyes, see, need to pray day and night, Lord. Cry out to you, Lord. Under the soul, yes, Lord. Need to cry out to you, Lord. So many situations that need to be, you need to intervene, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Under the soul, Naha see, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Under the soul, Naha see. Yes, Lord. Not how so. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Wherever they need to be, to touch. Touch, Lord. Some of them can't wear the right shoes. They have a feet problem. Ankles are swollen. Joints are swollen. And they are arthritis and bronchitis and bronchitis. And, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Kidney problem. They're on dialysis, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I see. In the name of, regulate the blood, purify the blood. Name of Jesus, those that need to go operate, those that need to be operated on, go in the operating room, Lord. Oh, God, the doctor hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it come out with a clean bill of health, no, haven't found anything. Confine it. Dissolve it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Oh, God. Touch. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. My Lord. Oh, God. Oh, they need cars. They need cars. Oh, they need transportation. And some of them got trouble with the neighbors. Trouble with the neighbors. Having problems with the neighbors. Oh, God. Intervene in all these different situations. It's so much, but Lord, there's nothing too hard for you to do. And Lord, you can tell, and Lord, Jesus, we can tell you anything. Nothing too small, nothing too big. You want us to tell you. You are our Father. My God, my God. You shall supply our needs according to your riches and glory. Yes, you will, and yes, you can, unless you are. My Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Help me. Oh, take me to the King.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. It's my offering.
Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Take me to the king. I need to go to him and get before him. Oh, and bow down before him. My Lord, my Lord.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like it's cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile, even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day, but tell me where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now. You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to
you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you tomorrow. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, let me need to pray for something. I tell you the truth. I need to pray, and I am going to pray. These up knees and legs and stuff. See, we got to pray for these young folks to talk to their parents so bad. Yeah, we don't pray about that. Don't care what they said to their parents. Don't care what they said to their grandmama or old auntie. And they sabbath and they say anything they want to do. Oh, we're gonna pray on that right now because I'm tired of my niece talking to me any kind of way when she gets mad and I don't agree with her. I'm tired of it. I really am tired. And y'all help me pray about that situation. I am tired of my niece talking to me any kind of way. Whichever way she feel like it. Yes, I'm saying. Yeah, I want to pray on it. I want to pray on it. Tell me just like I'm some little kid or nothing. Talk to me just like I'm her age. My God, yeah, I'm tired of it. I know some of y'all are tired of it too. And we're going to pray right now. By the name of Jesus, help these. Lord, you save these young folks. They come to the people just like they're not even human, just any way they feel that. Like. Oh, I come and get that spirit, and then I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, you intervene in those different situations where they talk to the elderly people just like they're not even human and don't care. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch, turn that thing around, intervene in those different situations where the young folks talk to the elderly people so bad, and mom and the dad and old auntie and old uncle in their 70s and 80s just talk to them in the kind of way. Oh, God. Satan, take your hands off. I come and get that spirit in the name of Jesus. That disrespecting spirit. Disrespect the elderly people. Disrespect the elderly auntie and mama and elderly daddy and uncle. Oh, God, it's not right. It's not right. And I come against that spirit and I see in the name of Jesus. Just don't care what they say. You intervene. You get a hold to that situation. In the name of Jesus. You save, you save, you save. In the name of Jesus, oh, go. My. I see in our soul. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Get a hold of those situations. No peace in the home. The children taking over the elderly people. And the elderly people scared to say anything. Father, intervene in those different situations. Intervene in those homes, Father, in the name of Jesus. And intervene on these different jobs where the young folks talk to the elderly people in a kind of way. In a kind of way. Come and get that spirit. In the name of Jesus, intervene, Father. Intervene. Intervene, intervene. Holy Ghost, intervene. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Been there, done that. Don't care what they said to him. Don't care how they say it. In the name of Jesus, that old foul spirit, I come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. My Lord. My Lord.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me, how you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look
back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you said trust in me. If you hold on and faint now, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I'm talking to these young people today. They think they have all the answers, all of them, not just one, two, three, all. They know all. They know everything. They know everything. This is Vance Better Harry talking about the young folks. The young folks. Talk to the old folks in any kind of way, too. Yeah, they have all the answers. Talk to the old folks. The people just like they're not even human. Yes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. God tired of it. And y'all know some of you all tired of too. Yeah, you got a loved one to talk to, and you know, want to be their mama, and they talk to you any kind of way. Yeah, you pray about it. Pray about it. Just pray about it. Some of them want to pray. Well, yes, pray about it. Yes. Whatever way that you fall, whatever way that you drop, let it drop. That's our problem right now. We ain't praying on these young kids. Well, somebody be hurt. Look. Leave it to the Lord. I don't know. You get to the point you tired. These young folks running over you in your own household. Talk to you any kind of way. Your relative talk to you any kind of way. And you old and just talk to you any kind of way. Don't care. You done all you can for them. Don't care. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, we got to use tough love. Wait a minute now. The Holy Ghost, you come in now. Call on that Holy Ghost. Yeah, tired of that mess. Yeah, I don't know. Hold it, go. Talk to you in a kind of way. Yeah, you scared to pray? No, I'm rose over me. No, I'm not scared to pray. Mm-mm. No, but Lord, let me pray about it. Mm-hmm. Pray about it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's see, Ben, Daddy, Harry. See, Ben, you see the prosperity broadcast? Yes, there's so much stuff going on in this world, in your household, in your church, neighborhood, the way. We need prayer. Shoot. Oh, no, you can't afford to get off your knees, friend. Hold on. Get your hold to the altar and just stay right there. Lord, I'm not budging. I'm going to stay right here till you come. Stay right here. My God, my God. Till I die, stay right here. I ain't giving up. I'm not giving the devil an inch. I'm staying right here. And we got to have that determination. No, I'm not. I'm staying right here. Staying right here at this altar. Right here. Supposed to walk over you and talk to you in any kind of way and scandalize your name and sit on you and push you back and talk about you because you want to live for the Lord and they put every stomach block in your way that they can. My Lord, just stay at the altar. Just stay on the altar. Oh, God, I'm on this altar. Lord knows I'm on this altar. I'm tired. Oh, Jesus, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. Lord, I'm tired of people misusing me. I'm tired. I know that's part of life. That's part of being saved. But you still get tired. Let God intervene. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let the Lord intervene on with you. And let him work it out for you. Yeah, we're going to always have tests. But each test we have, we don't have to like it. Say, Holy Ghost, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We don't have to like it. My Lord. We don't have to like it. We don't have to like hurt and pain and people talking to you any kind of way and doing you any kind of way. We don't have to like it. But, you know, that is part of life. We know that. But do you have to like it? Since you tell the Lord to give you strength to endure it, work it out. My Lord. Yes. Human stuff is rough. You got to put rough on these old elderly people. Mom and daddy almost scared to pray on them. They had to pray on them. No, you might not can say nothing to them, but you can pray about it. You can pray about it. I don't want to get hurt. That's the problem. You don't want to get hurt. I don't want nothing to happen to them. Well, yeah, but something happened to you. Probably in a kind of way. You hear me? You know, master, your heart is made of flesh, not made of stone. No feeling whatsoever. Well, I don't want it. Huh? Look, don't push me in the corner. Now, look, Lord, I'm tired. Now, I am just tired. Yeah, put you in. Are you scared? He didn't talk to you in kind of way. Well, he doesn't know him. But, oh, yes, he does. She does. Mm-hmm. That's our problem now. You know, we're not really praying on the young folks. We're holding back. You pray with everything in you. Y'all will move. That's why God has moved on the young folks. We haven't praying. We're not praying the right prayer. We praying microwave prayer. Well, just do this and just do that. We got to stipulate. Don't kill him, Lord. Don't do this. Don't. When he done beat you after death and taking all your money and stole everything in your house and everything. And he, well, look, draw the line somewhere. You don't know, you're scared to draw the line, right? Oh. Steal all your money and stuff. You know, you can't pay your house, no, can't pay your rent. Everybody don't have, look, everybody's house is not paper now. People are still paying for house, no. Elders, the people still paying on the house. They haven't, the house is not paper altogether now. Yeah, and he's taking the money, stealing it. Buying on drugs and stuff. Most time buying drugs. Oh, well. See, you got to get mad in the Holy Ghost. You got to get upset in the Holy Ghost. You know, one thing about the Lord, he does not play. He does not play. He gave his only son. Jesus died on the cross. What that tell you? He died on the cross. What that tell you? He does not play. Well, don't do this and don't. He does not play. Sin is sin. He does not play. He died for our sin. He died on the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross. That tell you in pain and agony. And here you gonna sure because somebody doing you any kind of way. You don't want to pray the right prayer. Where you don't want to get hurt. You want to dictate the Lord how you want him to answer that prayer. Well, that's good. You know, sometimes that's fine. And let it keep on whooping you. Keep on talking to you. Let it keep on talking to you. Nazar. Fine. If you can take it, what does it say? I can take it. If you can take it, I can take it. But I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it. Mm-mm. But I'm fed up. Mm-mm. I'm not taking it. I want to tell the Lord, Daddy, no, you deal with it. You deal with it. I'm not the mama. You deal with it. Get sick of that stuff. Talk to you any kind of way. Do you any kind of way. You're just giving your all to help them out and everything. And they don't give you respect. My God. Shoot. Yeah, this is better talking about the young people. Think they have all the answers. All the answers. Yes. They think they have all the answers. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All of them. All. They know it. They got all the answers. Everything you got to ask them, they got an answer. All the questions you got to ask them, they know the answer. I got the answer. Oh, yes. Look, we got to get nitty gritty down to the bottom of this different situation. We don't want to get to the bottom. This is life. This is what goes on in everyday life. It goes on in the preacher home, the doctor home, the missionary home, the urchin home. Oh, talk to me. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It goes on. And, you know, we got it. Well, you know, y'all, look. It goes on. Yes. Some of these missionary home and pastor home and more, you'd be surprised. And they know they're really in the spirit. You wouldn't be surprised. It's something. I'm telling you. That home is not good. It's not, it needs prayer. The home is going through that home. And he's a pastor. He's a bishop. He's a pastor. Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised. Yeah, you will be surprised. And some of y'all won't be surprised. What goes on in these high and mighty missionaries and deacons and urchins and church members. And, you know, there's some stuff goes on. Make you cry, make you weep, make you run to the altar. Lord, help, deliver. Oh, deliver. My God. Yes, Lord. I'm telling the truth. I ain't telling me nothing I don't know. The Holy Ghost does not know. He's not giving it to me unless thing like that goes on. God tired. Lord, he's soon to come. He wants deliverance in that household. Father, in the name of Jesus. Understand, my boy, let deliverance come in that household, Father. In the name of Jesus, let deliverance come in that household, Father. In the name of Jesus, bring peace, bring harmony. In the name of Jesus, make those hearts a heart of stone, make a heart of flesh, Father. In the name of Jesus, let peace, bickering and arguing and cussing and fighting. Oh, God, get a hold to that situation. Deliver, in the midst of it. Holy Ghost be in the midst of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Oh, God. Touch them children, Lord. Save them children. They're unruly. No, I guess they must be unruly. They rule it. They don't want to mind. They don't want to obey. They talking back left and right. Oh, God. Unruly. They're so unruly. In the name of Jesus. Well, I think it's the right word, unruly. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch. Deliver. Set free. Oh, God. We can sit here, stand here, lay here. Father, in the name of Jesus. So many problems. So many situations. Oh, God. So much going on. Father, in the name of Jesus. So much. Oh, Jesus, so much. You get tired. Give spent in the name of Jesus. Give me strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. You get tired. Only you can do it, Lord. Give strength. I thank you, Lord. Give strength in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say them, take your hands off. Oh, loose your hold. Loose here. And I see. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. I pray. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Oh, yes. Well, I guess he said, shake yourself loose. Got it.
Oh,
when it breaks,
oh, yeah.
Know that you're tired.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, shake yourself loose. Shake it off you. Shake it off you. Shake it off you. You'll never look a learning process. And we, it's a learning process. You learn as you live. We learn as we grow. As we grow, down the road. You got to learn. You don't learn anything anymore. It's a growing process.
Everybody.
got this in it. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you, thank you, thank you for the people that tune me in. Thank you, Father. Let the broadcast be a blessing to the people. Let deliverance take place. Let healing take place. Let prosperity take place in the name of Jesus. I come against all debt. Debt free in the name of Jesus. The debt. Oh, I cancel the debt in the spirit. All debt in the night. See, in the name of Jesus, I speak prosperity to them. Prosperity to the mind. Prosperity to the purses. In the name of Jesus. Prosperity to the different households. In the name of Jesus. Let the debt, I come against that debt. That debt, the debt. Debt free. I come against that debt. Those different debts that they owe. I come against it in the name of Jesus. And dissolve the debt. Oh, cancel those debts. Cancel the debts, Father. In the name of Jesus, and bring prosperity. Bring prosperity. Bring blessing, Lord. Bring blessing. Bring blessing. Bring blessing, Father. In the name of Jesus. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. The blessing. The blessing. The blessing of the Lord. Pray, make it rich and add no sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let the blessing flow. Let the blessing flow from the north, south, east, and west. In the name of Jesus. A supernatural, let supernatural come their way, Father. Supernatural blessing, Lord. Out of no way. Out of nowhere. In the name of Jesus. Let blessing come their way. Let blessing. Pray down and bow down head, Father. In the name of Jesus. Able to pay their debts out. Oh, God. Send the money. Send the finance. Dissolve this. Dissolve this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Dissolve this. Oh, God. Neither to the left, none to the right. But let them keep their eyes on you, Father. In the name of Jesus, you can dissolve the debt. You can cancel debt. You can cancel the debt that they owe. You can cancel. In the, see, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we got to send this. Oh, God, we got to. Lord, I got to stay before you and pray and cry out to you, Lord. Cry out to you, Lord. You gave me this broadcast. I got to cry out to you, Lord, for the people. I got to cry out to you for souls. I got to cry out to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I got to cry out to you. Oh, God, touch, deliver, save, and set free in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, Jesus, speak to your people. Speak to your people. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Speak out of me. Speak to me. Under I see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, what to say to the people, how to pray to the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm just a vessel that you want to use. Speak through me, Father. Speak through me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Speak through me. Speak through me, Lord, in that seat, in the name of Jesus. Speak through me, Lord, on the hot soul, in that seat, in the name of Jesus. Speak you. Speak through me, Father, on the hot seat, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, right. Oh, God.
And I will bless.
And I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
I just give you the worship tonight.
Your name forevermore.
Jesus. And I will bless you, Jesus.
I
bless you, Jesus.
Come
on, right where you are, can you bless him tonight?
Bless your name forevermore. Isn't God good? Yeah, this is Aunt Debbie. Oh, I tell you, y'all can call me whenever you want to when I'm on air. 347-850-1971. I mean, that's 347-850-1971. That's the guest call-in number. If you want to call in and say something, that's be fine. That's fine. My Lord. Call me whenever, anytime when I'm on the air. When I'm off the air, you can face me and you can catch me on Facebook. I go to Facebook. Go to Facebook, say to Facebook, the Lord said the same. Put me on Facebook, they can put me on the Blog Talk Radio, See the Prosperity. Evangelist Betty Harris, or put me on Google me. See the Prosperity, Evangelist Betty Harris. When you see those hands, that's me. My Lord, I come a long ways. I thank the Lord for you all that have tuned me in down through the years, down through the Sundays that I've come on. I thank the Lord for you all. Thank the Lord. Keep on tuning me in. Tell somebody about me. Tell your friends about me. Tell your enemies about me. It doesn't matter. Because you know what? If they're going through, on one of these prayers, it's going to hit right on the spot. If you're going through, and you say, where's you haven't touched my illness? Just keep on listening. I've done over 200 broadcasts. So of all those 200, some of them prayers have hit exactly what you are going through with. The Holy Ghost knows all things. He gotta leave a stone unturned. He know you. He know where you live. He know what you're going through with. My God. I got to let the Holy Ghost guide me. Because I don't know. Hey, I don't know what's going on. But the Holy Ghost knows. He knows, my Lord. He knows. My Lord. Let us have another song. Praise the Lord. I don't have but what? I think it has got two more minutes.
Lean on me.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing to have somebody to lean on. Oh, Lord. Just a few days ago, I was trying to find somebody that would lean on the Lord. Do me good to serve my Jesus. I wonder what about you tonight? Seems like to me I can hear his voice saying,
lean on me when you're not strong. Ride up the road.
against love. You have to lean on the Lord. Isn't God good? We can lean on him. Oh, we can lean on him. It's good. You know, it's good to have somebody you can lean on. You got 97. It's good to have somebody to lie. Yes, Lord. 90. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your name will come in 5, 7, 10, 17.
There comes the time.
Lord, yes,
everybody's lying.
Oh, yes, yes,
when you're troubled and don't know what to do.
Oh, my Lord. Lord, bless the people. Blessing, blessing. That prosperity come their way. That prosperity come their way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. You know the spot that they need. You know the spot that the Holy Ghost needs to touch. Holy Ghost, touch that right spot. Touch the spot. Touch that spot from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even the elements, they don't even know they got. Deliver, and touch that body. Touch that body, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name, what the doctor says, he can't do anything. Lord, heal, deliver. Set free. Let them get the answer. Give them the answer. Give them the answer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We got to get a hold to you, Jesus. Got to get a hold to you. Got to get a hold to you. In the name of Jesus. Save and deliver. Touch. I know how to see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you're so good. You're so good. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. What could be? Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. Oh.
Thank you.